Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver 3 essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1115, Roll Out, Eating Well While on the Go, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com, and I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you every single day of the year from the best health and fitness blogs we can find. Now, really quickly, don't forget, you can be part of giveaways and weekly inspiration if you're part of our free newsletter. Just come by oldpodcast.com to join. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Roll Out, Eating Well While on the Go, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. I got a story to tell. Back when I was in college, I had what could be considered the holy grail of on-campus jobs, circulation assistant. This is just a fancy way of saying that when you wanted to check out tomes of sacred knowledge and wisdom from the library, you had to come see this guy first. Not only did this position allow me to meet some pretty cool people, but it gave me some time to catch up on some pretty epic reading, one of my favorites being You Are Going to Prison, which made sure that I never went. Another perk was that we had a fridge in the back. This was around the time that I started gobbling up everything that I could related to nutrition and fitness. And one of the first dogmatic principles spoken down from the heavens is that you must eat every 2 to 3 hours, or else you are forever banished to the land of fatness. Please note the sarcasm in my voice. You do not need to eat every 2 to 3 hours to achieve your body composition goals. Clearly, this scared me to death at this point in my life, so I suited up. I cooked up my chicken breast, I steamed up my veggies, forget bagging up my protein, I brought the whole dang tub. And while we're at it, why the heck should I use a shaker bottle to make them when I can annoy everyone and bring the entire blender to work? It hurts me to say it, folks, but I was that dude. If you saw me walking around campus during those bleak days, you would have thought that I was going to war with my huge bag filled to the brim with food rations, electronic gadgets, and clanking bottles of ridiculousness, all for a 4-hour shift. Right idea, wrong application. I will say this about those days. I was pretty lean, only because having all those meals handy kept me from walking over to the student union and snatching ice cream pops and french fries right out of the mouths of hungry children and scarfing them down with reckless abandon. But I went about the process all wrong and made it a lot more difficult than it needed to be. Tip number one, prepare 1 or 2-ish meals. Preparing meals in advance can go a long way towards keeping you out of the gas station food aisle lurking for inglorious foodstuffs. I call these my in-case-stuff-happens meals. If you know you're going to be away from home base for a significant amount of time, it would be silly and more expensive to venture into the world and just leave your food choices to chance. This is one of the most practical and easily implementable tips you'll find, but many don't like to do it because it takes planning in advance. Do you remember, hopefully, long ago when your parents used to ask you if you had to go to the bathroom before you all left the house? Of course, the answer was no. Until 10 minutes later, you were screaming for them to pull over because you drowned everyone in the car. It's kind of like that, because you'll be pissed at yourself for not taking the time to prep some meals after you find yourself eating the same crappy meals day in and day out instead of solving the issue before it became a problem. Most workplaces these days have a fridge that you can store your most perishable food in, so make sure to take advantage of this. If this isn't the case, you could also buy one of those precious lunch boxes that can hold an ice pack inside and keep your meats and such cool. I recommend going for the Sailor Moon lunchbox. Tip number two, when in doubt, go for protein. It's hard to go wrong with this recommendation. Protein is the most satiating macronutrient around town and will help keep hunger at bay longer than the other macronutrients, in isolation, of course. Every Sunday, I'm away from home for a good 12 hours, so I like to cook up some burgers and veggies and take them to work with me and crush them about halfway through my shift to keep myself satisfied for the next 6 hours or so. Tip number three, shake it up. I love protein shakes like Donald Trump loves money. When I know I'm going to be on the go for a while, they are the road dogs of my tummy satisfaction. Plus, they're pretty simple to make. Here's a good guide to go by in terms of getting the most bang for your buck. 1. Base liquid. Water or milk. The less water, the thicker the shake. You can add ice to sass it up. 2. Protein. Casein or a casein whey blend. The more scoops, the more protein you will have and the thicker it'll be. 3. Fruit. Blueberries, strawberries, bananas, apples, etc. Pretty much whatever fruits fit your taste desires. And 4. Extras like veggies, nuts, and olive oil. Yeah, I've gone the olive oil route before. Fun times. I like to drop a good 2 to 3 scoops and 1 pound of strawberries and blueberries. All the protein plus the carbs and fiber from the fruit help stave off hunger and sidestep the problem that most liquid nutrition runs into. It runs right through you with not much long-term satiation. Tip number 4, fend for yourself. I like this one because once you do it and are successful, it takes all the excuses out of not being able to eat right while on the move. Today, you're not packing a single item in your lunchbox because you're living off the fat of the land, baby. Simply leave the house in the morning and plan to find all your meals outside of it, doing the best that you can with the options available to you. When you set out on this mission, your mind will automatically begin to search for options that satisfy your objectives, which are as follows. 1. Contains mostly protein. 2. Is minimally processed. 3. Has some fiber in it. 4. Grew out of the ground or something growing from the ground. And 5. Some dude in a lab didn't make it. Surely there are foods out there that meet these requirements. Cooked rotisserie chicken at the grocery store? Check. Slightly bruised banana on the counter at the gas station next to the honey buns? Check. Baked potato from Wendy's? Check. I'm not part of the food Gestapo, so I realize that some other food is gonna make its way into your mouth, and that's completely fine. The goal here is to make the bulk of your intake meet the above requirements and to not sweat the small stuff. Some Cinnabon sticks won't kill you, but I might if you don't let me have a bite. Ha, just kidding. But seriously, can I have a bite? You just listened to the post titled, Roll Out, Eating Well While on the Go, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know I've been preaching about planning meals on this show since, the beginning of time. I believe that's one of the most effective ways to eat regular, balanced meals. The one thing I'll mention are protein shakes, because Roger did spend some time talking about those. The one thing I want to remind you about protein shakes is just be careful about the brand. You want to make sure that what you're purchasing is of quality, like there's no impurities in there, like lead or plutonium, true story. And sadly, some supplement manufacturers slip in a little anabolic steroids in their protein mix. So again, I want you to be careful. And the other thing I'll say about protein shakes is I don't mind when folks use them occasionally. I don't like it when folks use them as kind of their crutch. It's something they like to use every single time they do a workout. And that's because we're learning our bodies typically digest and absorb real food better than manufactured food. And so I like that Roger mentioned that he uses protein shakes kind of just in case. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber to the show. And I'll see you here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.